Hey, sickos, it's Brooke here. We hope you've been enjoying our Banterrific Horror podcast, and we'd love it for you to follow us on Instagram at Blood Tits and Gore, as well as on Twitter with at Blood Tits Gore. They wouldn't let me throw an and in there, so that's a major bummer. Oh, and please give us 5 stars on your podcast listening device. We'd really appreciate it. Stay woke, sickos.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
You've got to get out of here before it's too late. For God's sake!
They're coming for me now. And then they'll come for you.
This is Blood, Tits, and Gore. I hope everybody enjoyed eating a bunch of shit that they didn't need to eat last week. We did.
Oh. thanks for
thrusting me deep into the future, Brooke, without my permission.
Yeah. Fuck you guys. We've already had Thanksgiving. More like Thanksgiving, but let's not get to that. Ooh. Bam. So, this is Blood, Tits, and Gore. Wait, did I already do that?
No. No, you said Blood, Tits, and Gore, but then we went off track.
Well, this is Blood, Tits, and Gore presents Thanksgiving is a movie.
Thanksgiving is a movie, and it's a good one.
Really?
Yeah. It started out as a trailer, just joke trailer, and then decided
no,
to make it.
No, that's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving didn't start out as a joke trailer.
That's weird.
That's a holiday.
Yeah. Okay, so Blood, Tits, and Gore presents 3 girls, 1 guy.
Is that one different? Oh, shit. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And oh my god, is that a bug? And part 2.
Ew.
Oh my god, is that another bug?
Ew. Is that, oh my god, is we've that a, another bug?
We have a yeah. spider living in our house right now that we're letting do
which
its
is,
thing.
Which is what the guy from Creepshow said.
I'm Brooke.
While they came out of his mouth. I'm Pony.
Sam.
It's Tina here.
Oh shit.
You Sam. Ruined it.
Apparently Sam it's apparently Sam has
Tina.
A Sam.
Sam Tina.
Sam Tina in the
apparently
house.
Apparently Sam has a bug living in...
A spider
living in her house.
There's a spider. Never mind. No,
hey,
watch is always
does anybody
sunny.
Know the thing? Okay.
Why are you making messes?
You almost dumped Double Chico into the mixing board. That's cool.
I love how big everything okay. is. Oh, it just says Christina's checkered past. So
don't judge me or my past.
Okay, so we're talking about bugs again. I hope you didn't get bummed out by all of our bug talk last night. Or last time.
This week.
We're not gonna go straight into
we're new to time.
We're not gonna go straight into bug talk. We're gonna start the episode out with a couple of weird BuzzFeed bug stories, and we're gonna end the episode with a little bit of weird BuzzFeed bug stories. And this is gonna be Pony telling us some shit. He's gonna be reading it for us and all right. We're just gonna do a couple of them and then we'll talk about movies because these are horrifying tales because bugs are horrifying.
Thank you, BuzzFeed, for BuzzFeed. Material and doing the footwork. The first one is never use a blow dryer. From
what?
This is from somebody named Tegans. She says, I was living in a pretty rundown rooming house. I hadn't used my blow dryer in a few months. When I finally did, I turned it on and a colony of 1,000,000 cockroaches exploded onto my face.
I would fucking throw up and die.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's like a immediate panic attack.
All right, and these are ones me and Brooke read the first one. We're like, let's not read anymore.
Yeah, let's together. Not read anymore.
I woke up in the middle of the night and felt a tingling in my throat and mouth. Oh, I God. Put my chin on my chest, looking down my body. 3 moths were walking up my chest towards my face. I coughed and spit. 2 moths had climbed inside my mouth while I slept. One had made it far enough into my mouth. It was attempting to climb down my throat.
God,
after 10
I'm
minutes
dying.
Of coughing and spitting.
Why is there a whole fucking family of moths trying to crawl like, into our mouth? That means you're the fucking
in.
Devil.
Yeah, they're moving in.
That's a sign that you are a fucking demon and you need to
or you're
figure
dead.
It out.
I managed to get the moths out of my mouth and throat. They scurried around on the ground for a bit, then just flew away like they hadn't just scarred me for life.
Oh my God, no, that happens to dead people.
Yeah, I feel like moths? She needs to get
that's
her life
like
together.
Yeah, you know?
Like, they
I
love
feel like
all
that's
the
a horror movie trope where you're like, coughing up moths or like
yeah that's
yeah.
like
shooting
a sign
out
that
of
you're
you.
Possessed or
yeah
some
the
shit.
Devil's deep within you.
I bet that girl's probably got the devil in her.
No.
I almost want to stop reading
this from hell.
No, I can see it. Read number three.
All right.
Don't let
Never drink chocolate milk. I mix up a big glass of Nestle's Quick and ice cold milk. Yum. At first mouthful, in all caps, I felt something odd and huge on my tongue and spit a huge cockroach into the sink.
No.
Nope. Not fun.
Not fun. I'm already over this.
Okay.
Okay.
Should
we go into movies?
I feel like that's enough.
But that was just to get you guys prepared for how fucking scary bugs can be. Because you guys
Never
are like
I hate boyfriends.
You guys are like bugs. Boo. Whatever. Yeah.
Excuse me. I have nightmares about bugs.
I always have nightmares that they're crawling on me and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, or that I'm in my room and I see them and I'm like, I don't know if I'm awake or asleep right now.
I had a cockroach fall on my face once when I was falling asleep.
Oh my gosh. No. Okay.
No.
I have dreams that they're like in my bed. Yeah. And then I wake up and I like panic. And Josh
I
have
one
is
in
like,
my bed, Tina.
Yeah, you sleep.
I have one in my bed.
You sleep in that bed. That's it. That is the story from last week.
I like had a like 10-minute conversation with myself where I think the first like 30 words were like fuck. It was so disturbing.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Okay. How am I supposed to grab you?
I feel very sorry for you. However,
you should.
This shit is not my jam. Like, if I have a nightmare that there's a bug in my bed, I will wake up, pull the blankets off, turn the lights on, and Josh is like, get the fuck in bed.
I do that too, where it's like I throw off my thing, I'm like, fuck.
I need to to like figure it all out, and then it's like, not okay still. I hate it.
I had to get real zen when I was in, not to keep referencing this trip, but when I was in Africa, something heavy one night.
The rains?
I was being blessed. It's really hard not to sing that song when you're down there, and annoy everybody. But one time a guy did go, in Africa, the rains are a blessing. And I was like, dude fuck you. But something heavy enough
Someone's
to wake
dying
me
in the
up
background.
Dropped.
Tina! I did that once.
I think it's the curse.
Spiders.
Yeah, a spider dropped on me in the middle of the night and I had to lay still because the guy told me that if it does drop on your back and you kick, then it will bite you. If you lay still, it will crawl away.
I would cry.
So I had to lay there. I was dying inside real hard. Wait. I was just like, it probably was like, God, what I'm walking on is starting to get real wet. Like, I was sweating bullets. Like, and
how large did you feel that it was?
Fuck that noise. I would have like put myself in some type of like, what do you want to save food? So you put in that plastic wrap and then you just kind of
shrink wrap
suck
it.
All this. Yeah, I would do that to myself.
Yeah. You basically turn into like stiff as a board.
Light as
Damn.
A feather.
Sam, tell us fun bug facts.
Oh, they're
no,
not
Sam,
fun.
Sam knows
Sam,
about
tell us spiders.
Sam, arachnophobia.
Sam, arachnophobia.
It's so good. That was a weird intro to the movie. However, what I didn't realize until I watched it, because I'd watched it in my youth, and I was like, oh, spiders is scary and gross. They had written it as a comedy that happened to have horror elements, which is strange to me, because there's not a lot that's funny. It's all very unsettling. But essentially, the main plot is Jeff Daniels, who is so, like, hot neighbor dad who's unassumingly
hot.
Who?
Jeff Daniels is so cute in it. But he is a doctor, and he wants to get out of the
Jeff Daniels.
He's so cute. He wants to get out of the hustle and bustle of the San Francisco life. And he moves his family to this little rural town. The movie opens with this man who's on some expedition in a place I can't think of. And he's just taking pictures and following this scientific expedition to study all these different insect species, and he gets bit by a spider and immediately, I mean within 10 minutes, dies. They ship his body in a crate back to his hometown where Jeff Daniels happens to move. A couple of the spiders that bit him got caught in the thing they sent him in. So then the spiders start mating with like common house spiders in this little town, and it's just a fucking shit show from there. The symptoms kind of mimic like cardiac arrest. So at first they're really having a hard time figuring it out.
Okay.
And yeah, Jeff Daniels is like the town physician taking over for this dude who's been there for 40 plus years, whatever. And he's got no clients, or I don't think patients is the word. But then he has this woman who's older, but she's totally physically fit and very healthy. Then, you know, one day they find her dead in her bed and they think it's cardiac arrest, but then they realize it's fucking spiders and it's just chaos. And what's really fun in the movie is a lot of those near misses where the kids are playing a board game in the room and you see the spider kind of creeping up to someone. Right. And then it's like all of a sudden the kids decide to get up and they throw a book on top of it. Or there's one dangling from the ceiling and it's going to go on someone's neck, but they just make a suddenly decide to do something else.
Right.
And it's all these really close calls. Oh, and then a main point is that Jeff Daniels is terrified of spiders.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had a bad experience as a baby where, you know, they infested his crib or whatever.
Ooh. Okay, but Jesus. Like, yeah. He was like, oh, I remember that one time when I was in my crib.
Well, he was saying that it was his... Well, his wife was giving him shit for it because she's like, no one fucking remembers what happened to them when they were 2 years old. And he's like, it's my first memory. I know it.
He's like, I have arachnophobia.
Yeah. Well, they actually say it in the movie because he's like, I'm sorry that I have spider phobia. And she's like, arachnophobia. She's like beautiful and smart and she's a stockbroker. yeah. And then, you know, so then they eventually realize what's going on and they call in these people who were involved in the initial expedition. They come in and they're just kind of like, well, we can't really do a lot about it, but we know what's happening. And then they call in John Goodman, who's just this doofy fucking exterminator. Eventually, you know, they vanquish the spiders, whatever.
Bye-bye, but spider.
It's a lot of fun because there are a lot of scenes, and I was reading about it too, where the spiders they used, they were really wanted to protect them. Not that they were endangered or whatever, but they didn't want to just come in and kill a bunch of fucking spiders just for a movie. So there's a scene where John Goodman is squashing one on this deck. But what they did was they cut out a part of his shoe. So when he puts his foot over it, the spider's really just curled up inside of it and it's not getting smashed.
Why didn't they just put a fucking fake spider there?
Well, they did eventually, because it was like moving. And then he goes to squash it. But they had to like shoot all these scenes so many times because you can't fucking train a spider to do anything. So it's essentially a waiting game. And they probably killed like
50 of them.
Well, they didn't want to kill any of them.
But unintentionally.
But unintentionally.
I feel like at take 50, you haven't just used one spider the whole time.
No, but I really think they were.
Rude. I don't even like bugs. I don't like that.
They were super conscious of the welfare of the spiders. Like they were. Oh. On it. And what's interesting too, so there's this big boss spider at the end, because what was awesome is that there's the main spider who kind of sends out all the other ones as drones.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some, they all have this connection. But the big spider was one of the first projects of Jamie Hyneman, right?
Mythbusters.
From Mythbusters. It was one of his first projects, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
but it's just a really unsettling movie because, you know, I was watching it and then looking at the spider that's been living by my chimney and I'm like, man, like, should I get rid of it? What do I do?
Yeah, you don't want to send your drones. It's drones your
way. I know. I don't want the drones. They're going to crawl my ears. This is going to be a whole thing. But yeah, there's plenty of scenes where they're kind of realizing this infestation and they're standing in one room and all the spiders just come in and all over the walls doing everything. But yeah, it was a lot of fun because swarming. It was kind of...
We talked about that with the craft. Yeah,
too many of anything swarming is just gross. A bummer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was
not
really...
Not a fan of swarms.
It's a lot of fun because it doesn't totally take itself seriously, but it somehow creeps you out so deeply.
Yeah.
No one loves a spider.
I mean, I don't know.
There's
normally.
People that pet tarantulas.
But again, in mass quantities.
That's weird.
And
yeah, no one
loves
ones
puppy that, spider. Yeah. And then they bite you once, and then you're fucking dead. It's
not tarantulas.
No, the ones in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But essentially, they kind of mummify you. It's strange. It like sucked out all the...
They desiccate you.
Yes, incredibly quickly. But yeah, good. It was a lot of fun.
Good.
Yeah. It was fun to revisit that, for sure.
That movie... terrified my mother when I was younger. Do you have any?
It terrified me. I was like watching it. I was like, I can be cool. Like, I'm cool. I can watch this. You know, because it was like that combination of like scary but comedy.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, I don't know. I felt like all of my like, you know, older siblings and friends were like, oh, this is like such a funny like haha. And I was like, oh, I'm so terrified. I mean, I'm cool, it's fine, I'm not scared. Really, I was fucking scared the whole time. I don't know, even though it was like so cheesy.
Confession?
I'm also, yes,
Spiders are fucking scary as fuck.
Spiders are scary as fuck. So scary, I have never been able to watch Arachnophobia all the
way
through.
No way. Really? Oh, it's fun, dude.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, that makes me feel a little better.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've never been able to watch all the way through. I get too fucking ooky.
He's great.
My skin starts crawling.
It is gross. And there's a lot of just gross scenes where there's like spider goo.
Yeah.
And that's not fun.
Not fun.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like we had a moment. I feel really good now. Yeah. I feel a little better.
Yeah, don't feel bad about
it. Because I was like, I feel like I was pissing out a lot. Where I was like, no one else is scared. Oh, this.
Well, now.
And everyone else was fine.
Now we have company. Now,
now we
now we're both huge wimps. And yeah, everyone knows
we'll be
it.
The scary cats together. Okay. That was like, not okay.
God that damn was, it.
Sorry. Don't do that ever again. That was woo. Awful.
All right. Where are we segueing into?
It felt appropriate.
No, it felt like aliens were coming to town.
Yeah.
I was making a slurpy noise. Does the Pony Express have facts about
Pony
the movie?
Pony has a very few short facts. Choo-choo. The spiders used in the film were Avondale spiders, a harmless species from New Zealand that weren't allowed back after the movie was over.
Bummer.
Damn, they must have caused a fuzz partying it up.
Trump must have been around.
Right. You already told us about Jamie Hyneman, so that is
I read too much about it.
No, it's great. It's good. It's the first film released under Disney's Hollywood Pictures label, which was created so that studio could release more adult-oriented fare.
Cool.
So that's interesting. It's a Disney movie, essentially. That's a dumb fact, but Venezuela, where the beginning of the movie was filmed, is home of the world's tallest waterfall, Angel Falls.
They showed it, and it's stunning.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Because I remember before I had read anything about the movie...
Is that you falling asleep?
Oh, she's sharding.
Oh, is that you? Should you sharding us to change topics?
I was laughing. I have such bad cramps.
There's no other interesting. Well, they're interesting facts, but they're long winded, and I'm skipping them. Secrets don't make friends. What?
I'm sorry. How are you trying to whisper in this?
What?
She's pausing. Oh. She's saying pause.
Do we have any more?
No, I don't have any more facts. Nothing that's really interesting.
Well,
hate to spoil that for you.
On the choo-choo train, but that takes us into a spoiler alert. Let's have Brooke spoil something for us.
So, guys.
Yeah.
I watched the movie Bite. I don't know if you've seen it.
Essentially,
it is a body horror film, but it's about bugs and it's about bug bites. Okay, so I don't remember anybody's names from the movie, but main bitch is like, I'm getting married, so cool. She has a ring on her finger and she is prepared and she's like, all right, let's get this done. And she's like, bachelorette party, so everybody gets ready, her and her gal pals. She's got her best friend on board and some other chicks, and they're like, let's go to Costa Rica. And they're like, fuck yeah, they go to Costa Rica and they're just getting down, they're seeing like the beautiful sights, they're hanging out on water, and then whoa, what the fuck, bug bite.
Yeah.
So she gets bit by a bug and she's like, that was fucking weird. But people get bit by bugs all the time. So we're just like, yeah, because it's flinchy. It's flinchy. Because bugs, they're crazy.
Bugs are creepy.
But then it's just like, you know, whatever, we got to drink some more. So they drink a whole bunch and then they go partying because we're in Costa Rica. It's our last night. Let's get real. So they just start partying it up. Ooh. Well, man bitch gets so drunk and fucked up. She doesn't like remember anything. She loses her fucking engagement ring and it's like time to go home. And best friend is like, bummer. And so then they go home and all of a sudden, she's like, shit's not right.
Uh-oh.
And we're like, shit's not right.
Shit's not right.
So you
like
look down.
Ring shit or?
All body, the shit.
All the shit.
So she looks down at her leg. We're like she, I think she got bent on like her hip. And so she looks down and it's like become this pus surprise. So it's just like big and ooey and gooey. And she's like, what the fuck? Well, as time goes on, she's just like itchy and she's just like, this is fucked up. And her fiance is like real big on having babies. And she, as it turns out, cannot have kids. And she's like, I can't have your big family in her brain. But he doesn't know this because she's thinking in her brain. And, you know, life goes on. But his mother's fucking nuts. So his mother's just like, fuck you, you slut. My son shouldn't be with you.
Okay.
And, like, that's I'm not okay with this. And blah, 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 blah. Well, he comes over and she's just like suddenly out of the blue, like, I'm gonna fuck you real good. And so she jumps on him and is all sexual and ends up fucking him.
Yeah.
She's like all sick and feeling like shit. Bitch takes a pregnancy test and she is fucking pregnant.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
This bitch is barren. She can't have any babies. Like, what's happening? So she gets into like her bathtub. She's freaking out. She lays down and takes a nap underwater because she can breathe underwater now.
What?
What? I know. Okay. She can breathe underwater now. And when she gets out of the bath, she's like, what's all this weird shit in the bathtub? She gets up. Shit just falls out of her pussy, man. What? It's like, yeah, no. Eggs. Fucking weird mosquito baby slimy eggs all over the floor.
Isn't that what Zika virus is?
I'm panicking.
Yeah, no, it's so it's freaky as fuck and all this shit's happening.
It's East Nile virus.
And she's like, oh my god, what the fuck is going on? And she starts like, you know, skin's peeling off, her face is peeling off. She's starting to look like a chemical peel gone wrong and she's not into it. Nobody's into it. So then the mother-in-law, future mother-in-law, comes over and she's just being a major bitch. So the girl sees no choice but to majorly kill her and cocoon her and be like, I'm gonna eat you later.
Whoa.
And then
so she finds out she has cocooning powers too.
Oh yeah, no, okay. She's turning into a fucking bug. She's straight up turning, she's the fly-in.
Oh, okay.
And ooh. So her apartment and stuff becomes this crazy nest of like weird webbiness and gooiness and cocooniness. And her friends keep coming over one by one to check on her and she's just like, boom, cocoon. And then she...
Where does the cocoon stuff come from? Do you see her discharging it at any point? I'm just curious about the mechanism.
Bodhi's excited about this.
You can watch that. You can watch that.
Okay.
And so... Okay, so fucking get this. So then, like, her best friend and her fiancé come there. And they're like, what in the fuck have you done to your place? Like, this redecorating is going fucking crazy.
Yeah,
like,
call you've got to chill.
Like, and she is just like, look at my face. I am straight fucking losing it. I am now a crazy fucking, you know, straight up monster bug woman. Anywho...
Monster Bug Woman.
Monster Bug Woman.
With her best friends on the wall.
Like, as it fucking turns out, best friend fucking drugged her ass, got the guy at Costa Rica to fucking rape her, stole her fucking engagement ring, and has been fucking her fiancé this entire time.
Wow.
Wait, how did she start laying eggs again, though?
Because she got pregnant.
From a guy?
Yeah, but she's a bug. So she takes the man's sperm and makes human monster bug babies.
Oh, so she was a bug the whole time? Did I miss that?
She got bit by a bug and sort of become a bug.
Yeah, so the bug bite happened, then the rape happened. Then the bug.
I got bit by a bug before, and I'm
no the rape. No, the rape whole situation. Yeah. She sleeps
was
with
during.
She seduces her fiance.
Oh,
yeah. When she seduced her fiance, she produced
that's when she got
the children. Yeah.
Okay.
And
so the bug and the rape bug bite rape happened the same night.
Yeah, same night.
Fuck.
Yeah. So. Basically, that was a really shitty bachelor party. But besides that, the guy and the best friend show up, and it's just like, turns out they've been fucking each other. And she's just like, are you fucking kidding me? And she looks like shit. It's the worst time you want to see, you know, your best friend who's a total slutbag. No slut shaming, but she's a total slutbag. And then your fiance who's a total douche nozzle. And so she just straight up fucking kills the best friend as she should.
Oh,
and then the douche nozzle boyfriend, as it turns out, this bitch has grown a stinger. And just stings the fuck out of him and over again. You can just see the parts where she's stinging start to like pustule and it's just getting like fucking gross and he just smashes
so he's not her. Spearing him she's like infecting him
but he ends up somehow being like I'm a ghoul you and he like fucking smashes her face in.
I'm okay. Chef
Boyardee. Fuck you, a bitch. He could be. He stabs the. He just smashes her face in with, and smashes her to death like a bug with his fucking foot. And then he's like, I'm gonna call the cops because this is too much. So he goes to call the cops, and he gets to the cops, but he dies.
It's only then too much. He's like, this is too much. I need to call the authorities.
No, bummer. He dies. Yeah. Not really a bummer. He deserved to die. He should have died like forever ago. Well, he succumbed to his wounds.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay.
Yeah. And so.
And things just got enough.
Yeah. It was too fucking much.
In the end.
And like, RIP me. So the movie, you're like, oh, it's totally over. But then you're like, wait, are there two random white women going on a jog? What are they doing? Is it just a random Tuesday morning, or is something else up? And then next thing you know, you see a mosquito-like bug come up and sting one of them. Guess what we saw right when Mama Bug Lady is dying? All of the babies look like weird little mosquito things and little tiny eggs. So those bitches have hatched and have gone all across the city.
So
they're transforming. Boom, boom, boom. The end.
So it's transforming. So basically, it's the start of like the end of the world.
Yes. And that was Bite. You're fucking welcome.
Nice. I'm going to have to check
that
it out.
That sounds, but you don't need to if you don't want to. And awful and everything.
Because Brooke eloquently spoiled that for us. Thank you, Brooke.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like to eloquently spoil movies.
Also, there's just like a lot of things that were like throw me off about that.
Yeah. That's what's supposed to happen. That movie throws you off the whole time. Yeah. The whole time I kept looking at Haley going, why? What? How?
Wait, yeah. Okay, then, also, but like, was he just like jumping to the ceiling and just like squashing his girlfriend's face in? Like,
no,
can you please?
He like started beating the shit out of her and then stomped her head into.
Jesus.
But this like after he was seeing all the like cocoons around her apartment?
Hold on. Let me show you what she looked like when he did this to her.
Okay. Yeah. Because it's not
like she was just. It's at least she was just some normal lady, and I'm just like, ha ha ha. He really got her.
Sam's, well, yeah, that's what
Sam's,
it sounds like.
Sam's got a bunch of high participation going on right now.
So tired.
She's so interactive. She's got all the facials, all the facial expressions.
She gets all the facials. She's a popular gal around town.
You know what I meant. You know what I meant.
You're just looking real hot.
Ooh.
That's a little scary. That looks like a scary demon, not a fucking insect.
But she. She also has the ability to like she pukes this like weird like gross nasty shit that melts people, you know, like all bugs do. Here's a fun picture of her with a friend. I feel like
puke by default is gross and nasty shit.
Yeah.
She looks like the devil.
Sam's back.
1 point for Sam. Okay, we're coming back. Here we go.
Sam agreeing with puke being gross.
Yes.
You were looking for validation, and I gave it to you, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I feel very valid.
Yeah.
Man. I'm going to just say this. I know we have talked about spiders plenty.
Yeah.
But I can't. Spiders scare the fuck out of me. And I know that not all of them are poisonous.
Right.
And, like, they're just trying to, like, mosey along and live their life. But can they just not live it around me? And not, like, small ones are fine. The ones that scare me most are jumping spiders.
Christina, how does this have to do with your checkered past? Do you have any stories to tell?
I mean, I can tell you a story related not to spiders.
Or to bugs.
Well, yeah. Okay, there was this one time where my brother had this fear of, what are they called? Crickets. No, grasshoppers. Grasshoppers.
Yeah.
So, like, naturally, I formed them, too. Just because, you know, I'm a follower. And I was like, oh, they're scary. Okay, but one time, one got in my shirt, and it, like, scratched the shit out of my back. And then I was like, fuck this life. What is this? They're these awful creatures.
Yeah.
And then, one day, I came home from school, and me and my brother, at the same time, this asshole walks up the stairs to our house, and there's, like, a just this giant ass fucking cricket, I don't know why he was so fucking large, sitting on like the middle stair. And then I was like, Joe, like move the cricket, like move the cricket out of the way. And he's like, no, don't be an idiot, just walk past the cricket.
No.
And I was like, just they fucking jump. Just like or it's a grasshopper, it's a grasshopper, I keep saying a cricket, but I was like,
was
just
it
like
this thing, so the big one like that.
Yeah,
Katie did
a what
it's called, a Katie did.
Yeah, kind of fun. Yeah. She did. And they're scary.
Yeah, they're scary.
And so they used to like hang out on my front porch, and my brother's like, for a few minutes, he was making fun of me. And I was like, all right, just move it. And he was like, no, you're a fucking idiot. Come inside. Yeah. And I was so scared. I was like, mm-mm, getting all worked up, and I was, you know, getting my anxiety all high. And he was like, I'm going inside. And I really didn't think he was going to go inside. And he went inside and shut the front door and just left me outside by myself.
So these are outside stairs with a giant,
yeah,
terrifying, yeah, like, no, thing. You've got a deep, like, muscle memory fear of...
Yeah, we had just gotten home from school, and, yeah, like, on the way in, I was like...
yeah, done.
Brother, get it out of the way. And he was like, LOL. And then he was like, no, fuck you, you're on your own. And
how long did he leave you?
I was probably out there for, like, 15 minutes, where I, like, took a couple sticks, and I tried to, like, just be like... All right, like, let me, like, just, like, let
guide
me just,
you,
like,
into
move
the bushes or whatever.
And I, like, tried a few times and it wouldn't move. And then it would kind of, like, move a little bit to where it looked like it was going to, like, leap at me.
Yeah.
So then I would, like, run back very, like, you know, feverishly, all, like, panicked. And I was, like, I would take breaks where I would run to the window and try to scream at my brother through the window. But my, I mean, you've got to meet my brother. He's, like, the biggest asshole on the planet. So he just would make fun of me. And then it wasn't to the point where I was so mad at my brother that it gave me enough courage to run up and jump over,
yeah,
the fucking grasshopper.
Because, yeah, the anger at your sibling, it supersedes the fear of the bug.
Yeah.
Anger trumps that. Fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a very large asshole. Is that what you said? No.
What?
Anger leads to fear. Fear leads to hate. Hate ends at breakfast. I don't know.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Breakfast at Tiffany's. Call me. Grasshoppers, not my
those
most
favorite. Those
are
gross, because I feel like they've got a lot going on in their mouth area.
Yeah, they got the chewy
gross
mouth thing, like locusty,
yeah,
mouth.
Yeah, it's like...
chompers.
And they're, I feel like, it's, yeah, like, they just, like, they go anywhere, and I don't want it.
The scratchy long legs.
Yeah.
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 I don't mind, yeah, though, man. You know, whatever. They're okay.
They're like, they're like locust gross. That's the same reason I think locusts are gross. They're too big.
This segment,
are
I can't
locusts
have that.
Are locusts the weird ones?
There's cicadas that come out every 17 years, which look a lot like locusts.
Oh,
so
the
cicadas.
That is the strangest thing, is they
hibernate just leave,
for 17
that just
years.
Leave their, yeah, weird,
yeah,
bodies.
They leave their,
that's
bodies.
Cicadas, yeah.
That's talking about some like fucking alien shit.
Yeah. They're, yeah, like grubs that live in the water, and then they climb up dry stuff and leave their body, and then they lay eggs or something 17 years. Sorry to all the etymology. Etymological. Sorry to all the people who know things about bugs.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably doing it wrong.
So etymologists, I'm like, the etymological?
Does that mean we can, it's like edible?
Etymological. My least favorite bug, by far, cockroaches. So, yeah, watching the movie that I chose was super uncomfortable for me. And it might be why I saved half of it.
I don't
when
know
I came
why.
Over here.
I can't. It's the grossest.
Fact about me, so random fact. Okay, so water bug or giant cockroach. If I see one scatter across the ground,
yeah,
or scurry,
excuse, yes, me,
I will kill it.
Yeah.
But if I see one and it's like kind of barely moving, like it's barely alive, I can't kill it because I feel bad.
I can't
bad
kill any of them unless I squint my eyes and throw a shoe at it.
Well, they have a give. Like, they pop.
That's what, I don't want to feel that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be close
they
enough.
They do.
They here's all my pop, thing. And my, they have fucking papery wings.
Oh, here's the wings,
don't
man
they all?
Yeah.
Listen, there was a time, ugh, when we first moved here where, oh, it was like awful. The house
hair
that
dryer
we moved into.
Sorry.
No, not that. I can't survive that. I would just shoot in my
have
life.
Have you lived in a different, yeah, house than the one you live in now?
No. So, okay, when we first moved there, the house had been empty for a month and a half, which is a long time in fucking, mm-hmm, Texas. Especially being next to a wooded area.
Yeah.
Oh,
there it's so wooded times here. That's the fucking downfall.
There were some times. There, okay, so we had I brought my beautiful fiddly fig tree, and it was next to my bed.
So many fucking trees.
Listen to my beautiful fig tree story.
Fig trees.
My beautiful fiddly fig was like thriving, and it was next to my bed. And like one like the first week we moved here, I was like, we were sleeping, and I just hear this like ruffle in the tree.
I do not ever want to hear it. No.
And like I'm like, I immediately, sorry, wake up. And I like shake Josh and I'm like, what the fuck? Something's in the tree. And he's like, no. And something flies from the tree and my dogs just start freaking the fuck out. I wanted to immediately just die and combust. Like, just the anxiety I could not contain. And I was just like, just die. Just end it now. Yeah. Anyways, my dogs are hunter dogs. Shout out to them. And it was a water bug, but they like chomped it up. That's
good.
So when you say water bug,
you mean cockroach?
The ones that are like an inch, no, like they're like 3 brown, inches long. Yeah.
Papery wings.
Like this it's big. It's like
a fucking cockroach, they're, man.
Okay, but it's the difference, so gross. A cockroach is like this big.
No, they can be whatever the little size brown they ones, want yeah. to.
This there's, was there's like different this infestations. Big. Okay. This was like this big.
They can
all
be
right.
whatever size they want
this
to.
Is
they can be whatever size they want to.
They really can, look, though.
I don't give a fuck. I don't want any size of them.
Speaking of things that can be of any size.
Dildos?
Dildos.
Eight-legged freaks.
Eight-legged freaks. Abnormal Growth. That's the movie that we all watched this week.
I saw it in the theater.
Saw it in the theater. It has a very young ScarJo.
Very young ScarJo. That's like Ghost World ScarJo.
Yep. Young David Arquette. It has the serial killer from the movie Manhunter as Joshua, which is always weird to hear my name in a movie as a creepy guy who has a very unusual friendship with a young boy in the beginning of the film. Always throws you off.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, okay. That guy.
Yeah. Well, he was the owner of all the spiders.
Yeah, he was.
Spider owners.
Several hundred spiders.
What I thought was fun, like, if I'm going to choose a bug that I don't dislike, I'm pretty down with spiders. I don't want them crawling in my mouth or on me.
Sure.
But name, I'm down with it because you they want kill to crawl because in your they kill.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
I know.
Honestly.
But I'm down with them. I'm down with them. I'll let them live if I see them.
Yeah, because they kill bugs.
Because they kill the ones that I would never want in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's only terrifying when you see like a really scary spider. Like the ones that like look so fucking
we've got a
like,
meaty one
like
a wolf in spider. Our living room.
Yeah, like I'm not going to interrupt, but I am going to show a picture of a spider that was outside of my house recently.
I do. I like. But
your garden
like them.
Spider. It but was what just I liked trying about to the live. Movie, just let it live.
And so I like that they had many different spiders. They had the trapdoor spiders. Yeah. They had the jumping spiders. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
And the ones that create the cocoon.
The orb weavers.
Yeah, and then they suck the juice out of the thing.
Desanguinate or defecate, depending
but it's,
on.
Yeah, but it's like, aren't you're kind of just
becoming a mummy,
liquefying the interior.
Oh yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah, yeah,
sucking it out. That, no, I thought
like
that was
that.
A lot of fun.
I don't like that.
I don't know. It was David Arquette's an interesting thing to me because
okay,
I don't.
Is he cute?
No.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I think he is. I think he's cute.
You think he's cute?
I mean, like,
in a normal like guy kind of way.
Cute, but, like, he's not, like, I'm in love with you cute.
No, yeah. He's not, like, celeb cute. He's just, like, a cute guy. But his acting is so strange because it's so weird and choppy and goofy. And yeah. I'm like, how are you? Not that he's a big deal, but he's big enough to where you know his name. And well, he's in things.
I
and,
think
and
mostly
like,
because of Scream and Courtney Cox.
Yes. But, I mean, yeah, but Scream, like, he was in Scream. I mean, and then he has a career.
Yeah.
And I don't know if his acting is intentionally. God damn it.
Like lukewarm?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking the whole time. I'm like, are you supposed to be bad at your job or what's going on here?
Or is this your bit?
Yeah. I think is it a bit?
I think he's slightly not a great actor. I think he
but then
plays.
Does he play it up?
I think he plays it up. He plays being a doof. Like, that's David Arquette's shtick.
Yeah,
I've
like
never seen him in a serious role.
I mean, I can't get past the whole, like, hey, here, I'm just being goofy, but also I'm a serial killer. Like, it's like that, like, oh, you're so funny, but then I'm going to slice your throat. Like, I'm going to take a pass on that.
Yeah.
Like,
he just has weird, disjointed acting that it's just... It's
questionable.
Does he play a serial killer in something?
Very questionable. Look at the spider. Okay. Look at the spider next to my wind chime. That's large.
That's a large one.
Let me see. It's a large spider. And it
it's
also...
Like is it blue or clearish?
It's black with white spots. Did you see my garden spider? Do you see? It's like, I don't give a common fuck garden spider. What its name is.
Unable to bite.
Well, at least it's outside.
That's considerate. Next to my wind chime.
Yeah. Maybe you'll have an intense wind and the chime will smash it.
Okay, but here's the weird part.
Oh, man.
It was outside.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
one
good.
Day, and then the next day, there was an even bigger spider next to my window, my kitchen window, which is not far from my wind chime, but this spider was gone.
Probably.
So the word's getting out about your place being in a good spot.
Hot yeah, spot like, it was like, I think the bigger spider got it. It was like, this is my territory.
Hmm.
I was too scared, so I made Josh move it. He didn't kill it, but I was like, I can't function with that. Because it was literally in the kitchen window.
Like framed when you're like doing right dishes.
Right there. Yeah. I know this baby's about to lay eggs.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they're all going to try to come inside. Issue.
I've got a story about that.
I can't.
You don't want to hear it?
I found weird webbing on one of my plants in my room. And I'm like, that's not, the plant doesn't make that.
Mm-mm.
And it like stuck two leaves together and then there was this kind of ring. Drat. And I was just like, I'm not going to explore that one.
There's a wolf spiders carry their babies on their backs.
Wolf spiders are great though.
They're not bad guys.
So I was in a pool. And in one of the pool where the rings are, there was a wolf spider in there, and I saw it. And I'm a kid, and I'm like, "Oh, cool! There's a spider in there." Because I didn't have spider fear yet at that point.
Where were the spiders?
The spider, like you know how you have like you can hook ropes in at like pool to do lanes to do
right,
like
right, lanes right, for right. me. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I was sitting in that little cubby, and then I was like, "Oh, cool, a spider!" Because I was a kid and hadn't gotten my spider fear yet. And I went under.
This is your Jeff Daniels.
I went under.
This remembers the crib.
And apparently when I went under, the water splashed and all the babies exited the spider mom's back. So I come up. I'm covered in baby spiders. There's baby spiders in the water around me. And now I can't watch Arachnophobia.
Well, but the thing about
I can't watch Arachnophobia. I'm having a physical response right now.
Wolf spiders are nice, though. They don't.
I'm sure they're nice, but when you're covered in a thousand tiny of them.
Yeah. Okay, actually, if you guys want to play a fun game once we leave here, and everybody else in Texas or anywhere that has a lot of wolf spiders, walk out into your backyard. Make sure it is pitch black. Hold up a flashlight next to your eyes. Look around your yard. Notice the glitter. Those are wolf spider eyes.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck you. No. Really?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And like I tested this theory out when I was camping. I looked at Scotty and I was like, Scotty, it looks like there's glitter everywhere because we had bought those like headlamps.
Yeah.
And I was looking around and then he was like, no, those are spiders. And I was like, oh, ha ha. And so I walked up. No, they're fucking wolf spiders.
Like glitter?
Yeah, it looks like glitter everywhere.
I like that you covered your fucking camera.
Oh, I do. Mine, too.
Hell yeah, shout dude.
Out. Oh, yeah. Fuck anybody who runs that rat software. It's bullshit.
No. I'm not standing for that. Terrible. Also, I'm naked too often for that.
Yeah, that's not gonna how I feel. Same. Like, actually,
I never know what app is going to turn the damn thing on, so I just have it covered at all times.
Yeah. This is why I maintain a really ugly nude body, so that if anyone's looking, it's terrible.
And I'm like, I don't think you want this anyways. I don't fucking know. Whatever, party. Do whatever you fucking want with it.
Yeah, take a look at this dough. fun facts about eight-legged freaks from the Pony Express. The original title was A Rack Attack. Aren't we all glad that they didn't stick with that?
I kind of like that, though.
You like A Rack Attack?
Yeah, A Rack Attack. That's exciting. It gets me, like, excited.
I feel sad.
Well.
A rock attack.
But then David Arquette was improvising during a scene, and he goes, get away from me, you eight-legged freaks. And they were like, movie title.
Of course he fucking improvised that line, because he's not a good actor.
Sam.
Jeez.
Like, that's not weird. Nice. No, it's just indicative of what I was saying about his acting. Is like, I don't get if it's a fucking bit, or he's just
being a doof.
That good.
Windy as fuck out there.
Let's see. They make a bunch of pop culture references where
you see that?
There's a conspiracy nut radio host, and he goes,
the line,
and he's convinced that the
lights that are swinging crazily.
Well, oh, it is windy.
The radio host actually moving very vigorously.
Oh, okay.
Says these are spiders from Mars, which is a reference to David Bowie. Ooh, and then one guy's going, "Hey, what was attacking you?" And he goes, "Spider-Man." As a reference to literally Spider-Man. It's like super corny, but fun. And then when the mayor sees people running towards his mall, he says, "If you build it, they will come," which is from Field of Dreams.
That's on Netflix now.
And if one thing I noticed before reading this fact and looking it up, there was a orchestral overture every time a big spider came in, which was the Itsy Bitsy Spider theme.
Like, fun.
When you pay attention, if you rewatch like a clip from it, listen to the music, they use that theme, they work it in with the tense music.
Cool.
Yeah, the little dancey, the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
I'm very itchy right now.
And those are my spider facts from Eight Legged Freaks.
Choo choo.
Choo choo.
Party on.
Party on.
I'm like such a sore loser, but like,
feel done with bugs?
I'm so, like, I don't love it.
I know, it was kind of unsettling. Yeah. Like,
Rico's making shuffling noises on the bed and making us all feel like bugs.
He's digging for bugs, man. Okay, here's my question. Does Tremors count as a bug movie?
I honestly was thinking about that.
Because they're kind of worms.
I don't think it counts as, I think it's more of a creature feature.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it would fall under, like, there's an amazing Korean movie about a water creature. I can't remember what it's called. I think it might be, yes, The Host.
I haven't seen it, but
super funny.
Okay.
It's really funny and good, and also has horror elements. It's a good horror comedy.
Okay.
It's a great creature feature.
I didn't know it was a comedy, too.
It's got comedic elements. There's some, like, it's like they're, it feels like you're watching an anime movie.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
So everyone's, like, really expressive, and there's, like, you know, like when they're running fast, everything's like a hyperspace blur. We were going to end the episode with some BuzzFeed stories.
Yeah.
Do we want to do that?
Yeah, no, let's do that.
All right.
Do the short ones.
This one's called Never Go to Sleep. I woke up in my bed covered in hundreds of centipedes.
Bam.
Should we introduce them?
Who wrote them?
Should we just like kind of go back like, okay, we're going to end with these?
We'll be ending with these. How do we introduce it? You do the intro.
I guess we're going to end with some more BuzzFeed stories about fucking bugs, man, and them being creepy as fucking shit.
All right, this is number 5 from the list by Joe Odell. Never go to sleep. One night, I woke up in my bed covered in hundreds of centipedes.
Okay.
They were curled up next to my head, crawling all over my face, and even curled up around my nether regions.
Why?
I have no idea why it happened, as it never did again.
That's what Joe who took fuck? Too much fucking acid.
Joe Odell and then went to covered bed. In bugs.
That
doesn't happen.
Never have Everybody's a boyfriend is this itchy. One is called.
That's a
one time
one.
I had an ex-boyfriend. I imagine he became that. Had an ex-boyfriend throw a lightning bug at me. It managed to fly in my ear and begin digging up while I screamed.
Nope.
My mother didn't believe it was in my ear until my ear started glowing.
Oh,
that's kind of cool.
Managed to get it out with a safety pin and a lot of caution. Luckily, the bug and my ex lived to see another day.
How do you get a bug out of your ear with a safety pin and it lives?
Why would it be a safety pin of all things to get it out?
I would think, maybe she meant paperclip.
I would think more like a tweezer.
Yeah.
Can you imagine though, and like hearing the sound?
Maybe her mother said, oh, the bug is fine.
Yeah. He went off to a farm where he could play with all the other bugs.
Yeah, for sure.
And her boyfriend, who probably also fucking died. That's sad.
Here's another short one.
Insane.
That guy is the worst.
Fuck that guy.
Never jump in a pile of leaves.
Oof.
When I was 7, I decided it would be fun to jump in a huge pile of leaves in my backyard. It probably would have been fun if there hadn't been a hornet's nest in it. 2016, and many years later, I still cry when a bee comes near me.
Yeah, I bet that would have been a cute Instagram photo.
Well, a little apropos, number 13 is never go to Texas. Even though Brooke just told us a great reason to never go to Texas, which is the glittery wolf spider eyes at night. Growing up in a very country, in the very country/ranch parts of Texas meant my absolute biggest fear in the world, all caps, scorpions.
Oh, gosh.
A very pregnant female, and they get beastly huge, was crawling on my ceiling and started having babies that fell to the floor and scattered right about me.
Cool.
Followed by her falling. I'm a professional paranormal investigator, and
Hell
I live for hauntings. But Tight. Scorpions,
man,
no.
I want to get into that field.
Now, okay, Pony.
We'll leave it on that, yeah?
We're going to do a quiz for you.
For me?
For you.
All right.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay. This feels intense.
Okay, we're going to figure out what kind of bug you are.
What kind of bug I am?
Okay. If you're walking to work one day... Okay, hold on. I have to turn my phone sideways because these sentences make no sense. There we go. If you were walking to work one day and someone fell down in front of you, what would you do? Kick them and make it look like you tripped. Trip them over them. Slap their face. Help them up.
Who the fuck made this quiz?
Yell at you.
Oh, I like that one. Yell at you. Oh, it's not my quiz.
Well, why does it have to be just me? I'd help them up, probably.
You wouldn't slap their face.
I wouldn't slap their face. Not typically. I'm not like getting offended at like how dare he fall in my path.
Surprise, you're still on the way to work. You see your dysfunctional bosses.
My foxes. My dysfunctional foxes.
New H2. I don't even know what that means. What do you do? Later in the day, I accidentally push a can.
I see his new what?
Accidentally push a can of paint out of the window onto the hood of it. Oh, his new car, Hummer too. Take out your keys and scratch some obscene words into the side.
That's mean. Walk
past it, then compliment it to your boss. Smash this window and try to hotwire it.
I feel like are loaded questions of like...
Yell at you is an option every time. I would probably, if it's my boss and I don't hate them, I'd be like, cool car, boss.
Somebody calls your offices and starts screaming at you. Do you ask them politely to be quiet? Hang up, then call back and whisper threats into their answering machine. Oh. Throw the phone out the window. Yell at you.
That's, again, my favorite.
Or yell back.
After 3 years in customer service, I've conditioned to politely take it.
On your way to the deli for your lunch, you see that your favorite sandwiches have been taken off the police.
Have been taken. Mm-hmm. What? The police?
On your way to the deli for lunch, you see that your favorite sandwich has been taken off the list. You yell at you. Call the police.
This is Sam's favorite quiz ever.
Come back later and hold them up. Ask if they have an alternative or force them to make your sandwich.
I feel like on all of these, I'm going to give the reasonable answer. So I'll go with, I believe, D, reasonable answer.
Give the achoo. Give the achoo.
But then it's going to fuck up
on your way. On your way back to the office, I feel like we should have just been answering these all at you. You see a car being jacked. What do? Yell at you.
Yell at you.
Run a truck into the car.
Run a truck into the car. Am I sandwiching?
I'm going to want shit out of this car because it's fucking ruined. No, it's not.
Where am I getting the truck?
Run a... Wait. Knock the carjacker unconscious and steal it yourself. Mm. Call the police. See if you can help and get a ride.
Yeah, that sounds good.
None of these answers are okay.
Hey, man, if you're going my way, let's do this.
I guess call the police.
The police, probably.
When you get to the office, you notice a very small package on your desk with your name on it sent from your mom. You then send it back, open it.
Yell at you.
Yell at you is like the witches.
Turn off the lights.
Answer C. I choose to be
and try to evacuate the building. Throw it into the boss's office and hit the deck.
Yell at you. I don't remember any of the options. There's reasonable ones.
During work, your computer shuts down while you're typing up your daily report. You flush it down a toilet.
Yes.
So, flush your computer?
So I'm a cartoon. Also, Smash it with a stapler.
Yell at you. Try to fix it yourself or chuck it out a window.
Man.
What kind of fucking quiz is this?
And my impulse would be to chuck it out of a window, but I would probably try to fix it.
The person who yelled at you during your work hours suddenly meets you in the parking lot with a very large hammer. You pull out your own very hammer.
My very hammer? Yo, you think your hammer's really hammer? Mine's very hammer.
Yell at you. Use your stinging flip kick you learned in your office training video. Smash a truck into him like you did with the carjacker.
Let's smash a truck into him.
Oh, God. When does this end? Okay.
Does it
end? After a tough day at work, you go home to make some tea and you find out there's no tea left. Do you go
smash a truck into it, yell at you. Then throw one out of the window.
This one has some pretty nice options. Okay.
Call the police.
No, listen to the options for this one. Okay. Go and hold up a store for some more.
Jeez, okay.
Jump out the window and roll around in the grass. Yell at you. Set your neighbor's dog on fire.
Oh my god.
All right.
What is happening?
Say oh well and find something else.
Is this like, are you sure this is what kind of bug are you or how schizophrenic
yell at you
has it gotten?
When getting ready for bed, you forget your sleeping cap at the office. You
sleeping cap at the office?
You take a rug and wrap it around your head while dancing in the bathtub. Very carefully, you pick the lock to the office building, take out the cameras, grab your hat, and fly away in your helicopter.
Yes.
Sleep Fuck without yes. it tonight, yell at you, break your neighbor's window, and grab his Russian dancing hat.
Oh, I like the option where I have a helicopter.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with the helicopter option, even though it's a little B&E.
You're a butterfly.
Thanks. Thanks for that great fucking quiz.
That quiz.
We've lost Sam due to this quiz.
Entirely. Completely. Way too fucking long.
It was so long.
Everyone said, and I'm a butterfly.
However, I do like there was always the achu.
Achu.
It reminded me of my.
Can you go I'm through that witch. Quiz real quick and just pick a chew like on all of them real quick?
I can. Let's. Oh my god, I think a child wrote this.
I just want to touch on this real quickly.
Yeah.
When people ask me questions, I always want to say I'm a witch now.
Yeah, same.
Like, that's just what I was thinking about. I'm just like, I choose a witch.
I want to be a witch. But then they would be like, cool. Thanks for being weird.
Guys, I needed you to know that the quiz started out, yell at you, to yell at you.
Yell at you?
No, yell at you.
Yell at you.
You're a fly.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck you found that quiz.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. Summer. I don't know.
Anyway.
That quiz should be
I've had
deleted
enough of
off
bugs.
The internet.
Yeah, bugs suck. We're over bugs.
We're over bugs.
Yes. Bye.
Bye? That's it? Don't stay woke.
Well,
yeah, I thought you guys were going to say some last things. Like, man, real gonna miss you. What?
I'm going to real gonna miss you. I hope everyone had a delightful Thanksgiving, apparently.
I'm really going to miss you.
Really gonna miss you until next week.
We don't even know what week that is.
Goodbye. That's the first week of December.
Dun dun dun.
Oh, hope you don't get trampled on Black Friday.
Ugh. Also, don't do that. Just don't
do Cyber Monday.
Shop online. Shop online.
Secret. They totally dropped the prices of everything like a month before.
Yeah.
And to make you think,
that you're getting a
can we not sale? Just like talk about consumerism stuff like that?
I just don't. That's a different horror podcast.
Like, we don't.
I've never done Black Friday. It's just I just think I don't operate well in a way that I have to fight people for a thing that I want. Not that bad.
Well,
I don't know.
Stay woke.
Stay woke.
Holler.